Cheers.
What are you going to call it?
It's going to be two nice guys.
Two nice guys. It's called Spoiler Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it should be, but, you know, I don't want to piss
anybody too soon. Off. Am I too soon?
Yeah.
Gary, it's more like just you and then him breathing because he ain't even saying shit now.
Oh. Yeah, I know. He's watching the door again.
He's in trouble.
Yeah.
She's watching fruit again.
Oh, I was about to say, there he goes. I was about to ask if he was frozen.
Me? I'm here. I'm just tired.
Tired. It's one of those days.
Couldn't tell.
All right, there we go. That's jab number one. Let's keep counting. Let's keep counting tonight.
Yeah, put a number on the fucking board. Can we do that?
Hey, look, I'm 42.
That is true.
Pad of paper up there and just hold it up, Dave.
All right.
Let's keep a tally.
I need help. That's the new chat monitoring. Yeah. legal pad and a Sharpie.
Yep. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 69 of Breaking Mold.
Ooh, I like this.
That's a nice number.
Yo, you know, 69 would be two dudes. Think about it. It would be two dudes.
Why are you ruining it for everybody? It's been the number since before we were born. And you gotta go
68. 68 is the number.
Yeah, let's talk about that on the unbroadcast. Save that for the ROC hangout. All right. What's up, guys? I'm Harry Kambiax. Let's say what's up to the crew. Hey, we're getting off to a great start here.
It wouldn't be 68. It would be 69 still, because the round ball is the head. Okay, so it's two heads, so it could be two guys, two girls. It doesn't fucking matter.
This is what we're debating.
They got a hole and a wiener.
JD just has gay tendencies. He just hasn't come out of the fucking closet yet. When you look at 69, you look.
I just realized. Oh, sorry. He meant the shape of the numbers. Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that. Sorry, I'm slow. Slow. Oh, <yeah. laughs> 68 would work better. Huh?
See, I'm telling you.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking. It would. I have to picture that. I need time to dwell on that. Energon Addict, what's up, dude?
What's up, man? I'm just trying to fucking gather with the
look.
Fuck
he's thinking about it. He's actually thinking about it.
Ruining it. Ruining that sacred number for all of us. Nope.
I'm helping.
Dave has that tattoo on his left ass cheek.
Which one?
69. Two dudes.
Yikes. So what's up, dude?
Shit, man. Had a fun weekend. Very fulfilling weekend.
Fulfilling.
Tom's laughing.
Is there an inside joke here?
No, he's probably thinking fucking perverted because we're with the 69. I said 69.
Oh, right, exactly. It's like,
yeah, I know.
You got filled up.
Yeah. Well, I had an interesting weekend. I had a visitor this weekend.
I had a visitor.
Listen, because you weren't allowed out. Don't say nothing, okay? But Gary came down on Friday.
You know, he lives in that other borough in New York. So it's just like, all right.
Exactly. It's three and a half hours later, I'm there. I'm like right there.
So listen, I'm going to keep it as short and sweet as possible. Gary came down.
And you shaved his face.
I did not.
Okay. But,
all jokes aside, Gary came down Friday evening. So what time did you get here? Like around 5?
So yeah, like 4. I think like 4-ish. 4:30.
Yeah. So we basically went, you know, basically straight upstairs and started. He wanted to see the room and its progress. From there, we proceeded to order dinner and then go back to the room where I made it all nice and it was all nice and clean. No boxes were in here. It was all fucking, you know, candles. Nice and sparkly, everything.
Candles.
69. By the time, dude, by the time fucking Gary left, right, on Saturday, my room was a disaster. So Mr. Neat Freak Gary, who fucking has everything in order from his fucking his underwear to his socks chicken. To everything, he destroyed this fucking room. He had me take out all of my toys, but in good fashion, because actually what he did is he helped me get a lot of things out of boxes that were in boxes. So we got I would say what, at least 2 or 3 displays going while you were here.
Yeah, I think we unboxed like a dozen Mezcos, right? Yeah. Got some stuff listed for eBay, sorted out your Motu Classics keepers and sellers for what that display looked like, and tried to designate spots for some of the other stuff. It was a lot of fun, man. It was really cool weekend for that. It was a good time.
Yeah, I'll let you tell the rest. But it was nice having you while you were here. It was short, but it was still fun. And thanks to you, now I got a bunch of Mezcos out, so I have to continue that during this week as it goes by. I got to keep taking out one by one. I took out maybe one since he left, so we'll see about that.
Where are you putting those, though? Because you're not putting them on display, right?
Yeah, I had the Bestas that I wasn't sure what I was going to do with. So I originally had some 1/6 scale figures displayed in there. Gary was like, I think it will look better if you put them back in the D12 and we put these in there, put your Mezcos in there with the shelf, because I have a shelf that splits them in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out. So I got like one whole Besta filled with all my DC stuff. Nice. And then I have another one that's right now filled with, I think, about 5 or 6 Spider-Man figures.
Mm-hmm. You collect DC stuff?
The general characters, like, you know, ones I'm into, you know, Shazam. Wonder Woman. No, I didn't get Shazam, actually. I did not. But I got Superman, Batman,
Penguin.
A few Batmans, actually. Joker, Harley Quinn,
and, Supergirl.
Who else do I got? Deathstroke.
Darkseid.
Darkseid.
That's
about it.
Darkseid.
Deepstroke.
Darkseid. That one looked fucking dope.
That was good dumb. I laughed on the inside.
Yeah. He's happy. He's like, somebody caught it.
Well, fuck you. I'm out.
Well, Gary, continue. Why don't you follow up on the weekend? How was it for you?
Yeah, no, it was really good. I think it kind of ties into our topic, so I won't go too much. But it was just we say it all the time. We go to these shows. We try to get together when we can. When real life, you know, gives you a chance to do that and hang out. You got to make the most of it, you know, and it really did feel like, you know, being like 10 years old. You know, Dave's room is looking incredible. And it at first part of me was like, that's it. You win. I give up. I'm not collecting anything, because like I'll never make it look as good as some of these displays look. But then it was exciting. It was fun, you know, and just having a chance to, you know, take time and open up a whole bunch of stuff and get it on display and kind of pose it and mess around with it and step back and look at it and then adjust some stuff. It was really, really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. And then we got to go, we went to see the, you know, of course saw Avengers on Saturday. So that was good. He gave me Old Man Logan, kind of a graphic novel to read.
That's actually Chris's.
Oh, fair enough. Sorry, Chris. Yeah, okay, well, it's in good hands.
Passing around. It's making its way around the room.
But it was like, you know, it was just cool to be excited about a lot of the stuff again, because that's something I wouldn't have read before if he hadn't told me the story, you know, and we were just, it kind of came up conversationally, and then he had it, and I was like, oh, let me borrow that so I could read it, because, it, you know, I wouldn't have picked that up on my own, I think, to read that story, so... It was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. It kind of got me thinking about a lot of stuff for the long-term goals for myself. And, you know, once I'm not in this kind of temporary assignment, I don't know, next 6 to 12 months, what that looks like. So it was good. It's a really, really good weekend.
Sweet. All right. We'll circle back around that topic. Brian Brink, what's up, dude?
Yo.
What's going on?
I just want to say spring is officially here. I think no more of these cold weather days. And I know it's here because I'm starting to get wildlife showing up in my backyard. And I got this one bird in my bush.
You know what they say, Brian.
They make medicine for that.
Is medicine for that? Yeah, what do they say, Dom?
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
The stones, something about.
This. Yeah. I don't know. This new bird. This new bird I got this year. This new bird is so dumb.
How dumb is it?
Thanks, Dom. He's so dumb that he keeps trying to fly into my windows, and I fucking hear it all day long. And I'm like, what is that?
Who's dumb? The bird that's trying to fly in, or the person's not letting him in?
That doesn't make any sense. Why would I let a bird in my house?
Need some company, you don't know.
Maybe he wants friends.
Maybe he's going to strike up some interesting conversation. You don't know.
Maybe he's seen my bird mythics and he wants to hang out.
There you go.
But this bird is fucking. He wants to get into this house, whatever it takes.
Is this like a robin, sparrow, or blue jay?
I want to say it's a robin.
Okay.
Fucking Dom saw that Sonic trailer earlier. He's like, fucking let the bird in and have a conversation.
Start talking again.
I don't think it works that way. I don't know.
So anyway, that's that. I also had fantastic geek out weekend with the end game, of course. I got to see that Thursday with Chris and some of the Nerd Rage guys. It was pretty awesome. Hung out at Bobby's, and he put a microphone in front of us, as he usually does. I got to hang out with the Pinkertons on Friday and watch some Marvel movies from the past that I haven't been able to see in a while, which is a good time. And then came home on Saturday, which seems like a blur at this point. And Sunday, I went to Brickfest in Philly. In Oaks, PA, and got to see a whole bunch of Lego stuff, and I still haven't put that album together, but plan on doing that. Lots of neat stuff out there in Legoland.
Nice.
Yep.
That sounds like an action-packed weekend. That's good stuff. Yes. All right, Big Dom, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
Yo.
Had a good weekend. Supposed to go to Dave's, I guess.
Look at that. Oh,
damn.
move it a little bit. You're off center. There you go. Perfect.
We're supposed to go to Dave's.
I uninvited myself because I'm just too cool for them. And ended up going to my cousin's kid's communion party. Or confirmation, communion, one of those two. One of the sacraments of this good holy religion that I practice.
Well, was the kid like in the high school or was he like in second grade? Because that should tell you where you're at.
I think it's communion. Right? Communion is their first one, right?
Yes.
No, confirmation is the only one. Baptism's definitely first.
Yeah, baptism's first, but communion is communion. Confirmation's the last, right?
I remember. Funny thing about baptism. Yeah, it's like growing up as a youngin', we didn't go to church and stuff like that. And then when I started with my dad, he put me in a Catholic school. We had to like learn the sacraments and whatnot. And, the kids in school were giving me shit because I wasn't baptized. They're like, dude, you're not baptized. You suck. Blah, blah, blah. Like and then so here it is. Like my baby sister's born and I'm 10. And my mom takes her. She's like, oh, Brian, we're going to get Laura baptized. And I was like, dude, can I go too? Can I? She's like, so she's like, well, I guess. And so they're like, yeah. So I got baptized the same time. And then like the next day I go in the school and I'm like, dude, I'm baptized now. They're like, yeah, but you're fucking 10. Idiot. You're supposed to get baptized when you're a baby. And I was like, you know what? I think this scarred me for life. Fuck these people.
Supposedly, baptism is like you get baptized as a baby. So if you ever do die, you're still the gates of heaven and all that. God will welcome you into your kingdom. So baptism as a baby usually is your first sacrament because if God forbid you die before it, you're supposedly stuck in purgatory.
Well, it washes away the original sin that you're born with.
Yeah, that original sin, which is given by your mother know,
well, why? So evil cool with the tube of sin or something.
Like, yeah, yeah. The vagina is a very evil place. Yeah. Don't you know this? I'm putting your peep. So I'm putting your pecker in there. Okay? It's gonna fall off one day. Supposedly, wow. When you go to confession, you wash your pee pee in the holy water. Don't you do that, Dave?
Jesus Christ, we're gonna get fucking
bad. So you know that shit, Dave? Jesus, it's practice your religion.
Yeah, don't feel bad, Brink. I was the same. I was baptized, I think, around the same age, 10. You know?
Sweet, man. No wonder we get along.
And see, and then they said that the good thing is that, like, not only the original sin, but all of our sins up until that point get washed away, and we're just starting brand new. You know what I'm saying?
Damn it. I should have took advantage. I was such a good kid, so I've been told I should have fucking...
Should have played with your pee-pee more.
Dave needs a baptism, like, right now.
Dude, let's have a realm baptism.
It's funny you guys mentioned this, though, because I mean, I was baptized as a baby, but I never did communion or got confirmed. But I had to do it as an adult in order to get married in the Catholic Church. You have to do all that.
Yeah.
So I did that in my late 20s, man.
Like, yeah, it's the classes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. It's yeah.
I don't think I did any of that.
No.
Well, we know someone who's going to hell.
JD's like, yeah, my seat's reserved already. Yep. Don't worry about it.
Aggro.
You're gonna be there with Dave's penis right next to you.
Oh, all right, 69 and Tom.
But no, I'm good. The weekend was good. That's pretty much what I did. Sunday all was right. Relaxing. We cool. Went to go watch Endgame last night. I went on Monday night.
So. Oh, nice. Liked it.
Well, enjoyed it. Good. Enjoyed it.
All right.
Well, cool. Dom, I'm glad you got to go see your family with Dave, and I had a lot more fun. So you missed out.
Yeah, I know. Huh. I know.
Just saying.
You could have been the just 8 saying. And the 69. Right, JD?
He doesn't have two holes. I mean, unless you bend him over backwards. That could work.
This is awkward. Well, JD, how are you doing, bro?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah. This is a very emotional weekend.
Nice. Did you also see Avengers Endgame?
Yeah, we saw Avengers.
So we all saw it. We all saw it.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we saw Avengers, and then when we got home, we watched Game of Thrones. So that's why I say it's a very emotional weekend.
And then you had an expensive figure lose a foot.
Oh, yeah.
That would make me cry, too.
That's when it got really emotional. A box of tissues came out, you know.
No.
You know, if you're baptized, and according to have these problems,
according to Dave, they came with tissues. So.
Only people who had to do their three sacraments get fully assembled figures.
I get a figure of me,
fucking church, motherfucker. Better go pray somebody.
She's not bubble. She's not.
Oh Jesus, please.
All right.
But yeah, it was good. It was a good cool. time. Cool. And for everybody out there that saw that post, it was a quality control issue. I love the toy. It's great. If the foot doesn't fall off. So
that post said you're out.
I saw a lot of fucking venom in that shit.
Yeah,
I was so angry.
That post was justifiable. He just dropped $200 on something that was not even remotely close to what he paid for. So it's like absolutely.
I'm like seriously, just like, got it out of the box, and I'm like. Messing with it, you know what I mean? Putting him in a pose, and then I'm like moving his ankle, and the whole foot just falls off in my hand. And the little horn part that's on the top of the cab, ping, 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 right onto the ground. And I'm like,
die cast? Sweet.
Yeah. Well, it's just the little horn thing. It's like, you know, not even an inch long. It's just like a cylindrical horn. But I hit the floor and I just stood there with the thing in my hand and I'm like, I'm not going to throw it. I'm not going to throw it. And then I'm looking at it, and it was like the one part looked like it just had a dab of glue on it. And that was what held the foot on. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. So I took a fucking picture of it, and I fucking posted it.
Yep.
Then after I sat there and, you know, was like, all right, what the fuck? And I'm just sitting there looking at it, and I look at the other foot, and I had to really fucking crank on that ankle, the ankle rocker. But you can see a series of screws that hold. They run right along the top, and then I took a picture of it and put it in the chat or in that post that I found the problem. It was a quality control issue.
When shit like that happens to me, I always pinch myself. I'm like, maybe it's a dream. Nope.
Somebody in the factory.
Hey, Bob. Maybe it's a dream. I don't need to pinch myself. My chest lets me know.
Oh, no. Someone in the factory is like, hey, Bob, we got three screws over here. Pick it for something. Don't know. Don't worry. They usually throw extras in there. Don't worry about it.
But all is well. All is well. Kenny's getting me figured out. And
he's taking care of you. Good stuff. All right. So that sucks, though, right? That's like a string. You've been having a string of bad luck with the Fans Toys figures, right?
I mean, between quality control and just engineering in general.
Mm.
This one, I feel like they did the best that they could. You know what I mean? And I high five them for that.
Okay. Nice.
All right. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I did the same. Like a lot of you guys, I got to see Endgame. I do watch Game of Thrones, so I got to see that too. Watched it on Monday, though. So I kind of feel what Dust was saying last night, kind of like with the spoiler thing. Like, listen, I don't fault nobody. You get on social media, you know, you always take those risks. It is what it is. You know, you can't stop people from acting the way they act. But with the movie, I think what's a little bit of what was said last night was true. It's like with Avengers Endgame, that shit debuted Thursday. Didn't really see anything online through casual browsing as far as like spoiling that movie, you know, at all. But Game of Thrones, it's like 10 minutes after that fucking episode is over, you just fucking see memes or just people commenting, and it's just like, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of does, you know, nothing outright spoiled, but it's just like, you know, yeah, you just know certain things happen because of the way people react. You know what I'm saying?
So I guess they assume everyone's going to see it. I mean, at least with Endgame, you have to go hunt down tickets and, you don't know when you're going to be able to, but like, Game of Thrones is in your face, man. It's in your house.
Yeah, that's why I brought that
up. Sit down and watch that shit.
I brought it up last night, yeah, because you figured it's just television, you know, so who, if you could watch it, you'd be watching it and, you know, whatever. But
I yelled at a couple that was leaving Endgame. They're all like, blah, 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 like loudly talking to it, walking to their car. We're getting out of the car, walking towards the theater, and I'm like, I hear them, and they're like, hey, and then Captain, I'm like, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. And then they just looked at me, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's right, shut up. Don't fucking ruin it for people walking in.
That's right. Throw a Motormaster at him. Shut up.
He just can't help it. Some people can't help it. So, you know, it is what it is, I guess. But both were very enjoyable.
Don't make me take my shoe off.
Like, you read the headlines now. It's like, local man beats moviegoer to death for spoiling Endgame with third-party toy.
They did have those articles. They were there, right? Yep. That people were fucking taking that shit seriously. You know what I'm saying? So it happens. It happens.
I feel like there was an episode of The Simpsons once where like Homer was having a flashback to when he saw Empire Strikes Back in the theater, and he was like the one walking out talking about it, you know. He like ruined it for everybody in line. It was like,
That sounds familiar now that you mentioned it. That's funny. Yeah, so all right. Gary, did you have like the something you wanted to bring up?
Well, so we've talked you know, kind of around this topic and stuff. And I know I've shared a lot of my, you know, kind of just personal thoughts with you guys one-on-one and here on the show. It's been a good venting platform. So we've sort of, it was very fun to, you know, to see my friend and hang out and you know, with his family and stuff like that. But the like I said, when I saw Dave's room, and Dave, I don't want to put too much of your business out there, but his displays are looking amazing. It's ridiculous. And if you look at like behind him, you can see like the glass cases with his 1/6 scale stuff. And when I saw what it looked like now versus last time I was at your house, right? It was like August, I think. And we were like still assembling some of that stuff, right? And you only had like a third of it there. So seeing stuff out on shelves, even if it wasn't like in the final place and such a wide volume of stuff. Like I said, at first I was like, yep, okay, I'm just going to stop collecting because like I'll never replicate anything like this. And I don't mean it to sound like a competition because it's not that either. But it was just like, I'll just come over here. I'll take a drive. It's like going to like a toy museum, right? And looking at stuff.
I've been telling you, just bring your stuff here, man. Don't
right,
sell.
Yeah, them. Right.
He's like, you know, I won't charge you to look around. You can enjoy it, you know.
it really did. I think energize me a lot more than any of the recent shows, you know, that we've done in the last year. Because there's no pressure to buy, there's no pressure to sell, and like work a table. And it truly was just, you know, hanging out and just enjoying the stuff and looking at things and seeing it maybe through a different perspective. And, you know, it was interesting to me, I guess, because I could really tell what stuff Dave really, really was passionate about in the way he had it displayed. And, you know, stuff that seemed like it wasn't quite as important anymore. But, you know, we got to open stuff. You know, kind of help put it on display. I got to, you know, sit back and look at it, you know, change it around. And like, you know, JD, I know you guys have been doing a lot of kind of changing some stuff and bookcase and stuff. So it was just fun. It really got me excited again. And I guess the question I might pose is, you know, have you guys, you know, has that happened to you, I guess, in that respect? We talked a lot about getting burned out or, you know, taking a break or, you know, trying to save money and all those different things, but kind of when you flip it around the other way and you get re-excited about setting up your displays or seeing someone else's and sharing in that, you know, because, you know, in the realm, we do the what's in the fucking box videos. And I think people like to share the new purchases. We used to see a lot more of the shelf life videos, and it kind of got me thinking that we don't see as many of those anymore. And how cool that was to kind of see the way people set up different displays and different lines of products. So just curious if you guys had anything similar kind of happened to you or any moments like that. But I walked away feeling really excited about the hobby and the stuff that's out there. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think the closest for me, like the experience of something like that, would probably be like, you know, hitting like Bobby's for Skullfest and seeing like his collection on display. You know, because the last time I was at Dave's, like, you didn't have that whole setup like the way you got it now, you know what I'm saying? So you had the room, you know, we went upstairs, we saw the boxes, but everything was just like a mess. We, you know, the room was, mm-hmm. It was bare, it was empty, you know. So, you know, and then when you see like the way like Bobby's setup is, and it was, you know, the last time I saw it was different from the first time I saw it. So, you know, he's always going and making changes. When you see like a display like that, you know, something similar like to Dave's there. Yeah, you're just like, holy shit. Like, it opens your eyes to kind of like the possibilities of what you could do with your stuff. You know, like I got a whole fucking corner full of shit that I could be like, man, this could be on display and be out and it would look awesome. You know, like I'm limited by the space limitations like you are right now, but you were saying, you know, you now you got a lot of ideas for what you want to do when you get into like your bigger space. You know, so like that, moments like that are always cool, because then you're just like thinking about the possibilities and you get, and it does excite you again, sometimes to the hobby when you could get like a little bit jaded, you know, you're in it for a while, you're just kind of buying stuff, and you know, you might not really be enjoying it, you know. So when you get to have experiences like that, and you guys were actually opening shit up, so you're messing with the figures, you know, before you're even putting them on the shelves, so it's almost like getting like floor time, like in a way, you know.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, no, that's exactly what it was.
It's fucking invigorating, man. Like, that's nice. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking awesome. You know, I haven't, it's been a while for me. Like, you know, I mess with my little stuff here and there, but, you know, it's been a while, like, since I've been able to, like, see somebody else's collection and then be, like, in awe of that. But I remember when I had, like, a lot of my stuff on display there, like, you know, there is something about that, man, when you could just be there and enjoy it, you know, however much of enjoyment you're getting out of it, like, it's just meant to be relaxing and not frustrating. And, you know, and enjoy it any way you can, whether you're just viewing it or if you're having the fun of messing with it or just the ideas of putting a setup together. You know, like there's so many ways to fucking like look at it and well, enjoy it.
One thing that stood out to me, Brian, you've mentioned this a lot, too, when you started to get yourself set up, you know, this past year and how sometimes you'll sit in the room and kind of stare and look at some of the things you have. And I just did that. So, again, Dave, you can stop me, but he's got eight freaking DTOFs, okay, but he's got them set up with like I don't what's it called again, Dave? I don't know that furniture, the Vesta, is that what it is? Yeah. The Vestos, whatever I called it.
Yeah, just calling them Prestos and all this other shit.
Yeah, but he put the doors on the Vestas on the bottom, and there's shelves inside those. But I think I just like laid back. And I was watching TV, but I was just staring at this wall and looking. Now, I also learned a few secrets from him that I'm not going to reveal on the show about how he does his posing. Ooh. And sets stuff up in a certain way because it looks phenomenal. It was like telling a story, you know, like just going down, like I'm pointing as if I'm looking at one here, but like just, you know, one whole DTOF, like from top to bottom, like the characters that were in it, it was just amazing. Like I just would sit and stare. And then what was I doing, Dave? I was like ranking stuff, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's my favorite. I was like, that's my second favorite. I'm like, no, I think that's my favorite now. And it's just, it was really cool. I think it was partially what this about, you know, last week we talked about what kind of collector are you and, you know, do you tinker? Do you like to play with it? Do you enjoy the look of it? He had a little bit of everything. So I got to do a little bit of everything. And see different things than what I would have normally bought for myself. But it was just, you know, to sit back and look at some completed stuff was just, it was inspiring. And it was also just a lot of fun.
Was it really just because you made a mess in my room and didn't have to clean it up when you left? I think that's what it was, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure he got some small bit of satisfaction from that.
I mean, well, I'd be upset if you guys came over and didn't make a mess.
Yeah.
What the toy worms are for.
Yeah. It's funny though, my daughter came up here and she's like, "What happened, Daddy? What happened? What's this mess?" And I said, "Gary did it." Gary. Like she just kept repeating his name after that. I'm like, "Oh shit." Then she went and told her mother, she's like, Mommy, Gary made a mess. I was just like, all right, that's cool.
Dave, did you need Gary as a catalyst to kind of get more stuff out? Because I found like, because it does create such a mess when you're bringing stuff out in bulk, I'm like, I don't feel like fucking making this mess. Just fucking, yeah. I'm going downstairs.
what was cool is, I didn't mention this before. Pinkerton was in town last week too. So he came by on Wednesday night. Briefly too, he came by maybe from like 7:30 to like 9, you know. And he came by just to hang out and bullshit with us for a little while. He came up here and we were hanging out in the room a bit. So he gave me a little perspective too of like, I like the way this looks. I think this might look better here, you know. Gary came in, did the same. So yeah, like you said, like using him as a catalyst, like you kind of like, all right, as you guys know, you know, you're spending most of the time in your own home, right? Whether you display one toy or you display 100, you're doing it yourself and you're hoping yeah. that it looks as good as you put it out, but you don't know if others are going to take it the same way. So you're waiting for that response almost when people do come into your room to be like, oh, that looks great. Or, you know, hey, what do you think about this? I think it looks better over here. And I was like, okay, well, I had that thought too. You know, it's almost like reassuring, you know, yourself of certain things. So I'll give an example. I had an entire setup of a bunch of 1/6 scale stuff, and Gary was like, take it all out. And I was like, all right. And he was right, and I have it out, and it does more out than it did where I put it. So it helped. That and the fact that, you know, those Mezcos were sitting in boxes for months, and I took them out individually but never like a bunch at a time. And it was for somebody like one of you guys who you guys all play with toys. I could trust you with my toys. It's not like I had my cousin from around the corner come over who doesn't know what he's doing with shit, you know, and Gary would, you know, take the stuff that I wasn't using, put it back in the box, close it up as I was opening the next one. So he kind of helped me out in that way. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, but Brian, Brian has a good point though. I was just gonna say because when I came back home, my wife had asked, "Oh, well, you know, what did you guys do?" And I was telling her, she's like, "Oh, you were just happy as a clam, weren't you?" I'm like, "Yeah, it was really a lot of fun." But these aren't, you know, we weren't opening, you know, $5 Star Wars figures anymore. You know what I mean? And putting them on a shelf. You know, these are like today's point. You know, we all know how expensive some of the stuff can be. So just, you know, being careful with it. And there's a million pieces with each one of these Mezcos.
All the damn hands. I don't know which hands to choose.
Exactly. I mean,
it got to a point where I was getting a little frustrated with the Spider-Man stuff because it's like, how many Spider poses can you fucking do? But there's so many. So you just don't know which one to go with, you know? So it was just like, shit.
He's got a million poses, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, what, seven different Spider-Men from Mezco, Dave? I don't know. How many? Seriously.
I don't even fucking know. Yeah. But what I was going to say is something that invigorated me recently was I went to the city. I was in the city. Was it not last week, the week before, I believe? And I passed by Image Anime.
Yeah.
I went to go see if Darius was around. He wasn't there, but I still went and looked at the display, and it's either him or who. I'm pretty sure it's him posing this shit.
No.
And they have every Frigwart you could think of in those cases. You know, some Transformer stuff. And the poses that this dude does is just like, holy shit. Like, you know, I'm like, I have this. I could do this if I go back home and do this, you know?
Yeah.
And like, even when you don't realize that the figure could do something, he some way figures it out. Like, you know what I mean? If I make any sense, like, I know that these figures are super poseable, but the shit that dude comes up with is just like insane. So I get inspiration like that, you know. I get inspiration from Instagram and, you know, from seeing some of his stuff, and I'll come home and I'll be like, you know what, it's time to take something out, you know, and put it back out. That's the kind of inspiration that gets me is the dynamic posing and getting the most out of your toy. You know what I mean? Not really just getting it and just putting it, smashing it down on a shelf, but more so making it come alive. You know?
Yeah. And that's a good point, because I still have a lot of that stuff, those figure arts that you say, you know, like on display. Like, now that you say it and I think about it, I'm like, yeah, I got a lot of that stuff just there. Mm-hmm. And it's true. It's like if I set up a display or whatever, I could, like you said, you could do the same shit that you're just looking at, you know, and do it and real dope like that. So yeah.
I say it all the time. You know, of course, for me, it's like building the dioramas and stuff, but like putting stuff out on display, like really helps appreciate the toy for what it is. You know what I mean? Like getting it out and posing it, and you're spending time with it. You know what I mean? It really helps to do that.
Have you ever, JD, have you ever got into a line and though it looks good, like, you know, you see other people with, like, for example, I'll give you a perfect example. Your realization that's behind you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've messed with mine and I've posed mine and stuff like that, but I enjoy them. That's the only reason I haven't dumped them. But seeing how you have yours displayed, it's almost like, shit, like I want to do that. Have you ever been to the point where like you almost don't want to continue something because you're not really getting anything out of it? Like the opposite effect?
I mean, I hate to say it, but like Transformers they've put me there a couple times.
Yeah, but why?
I could see that.
All right. So I don't know. And this is just for me. Like I want to build something for them. You know what I mean? I want to put something together where they look really great. Having them in detox, it doesn't really help with building a display for them, because just because it's an odd size and it's, it doesn't matter what you do, it, like, it looks, you know, it's presentable, but it's not gonna look the best it could, as opposed to like something like that where it's a nice big long open area.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with, like, you know, Dakara releases, we don't get a whole lot throughout the year, so it's like, all right, well, depending on third party stuff, and then, you know,
feet fall off.
Yeah, and their feet fall off, you know what I mean? They're missing screws and shit.
Yeah, but like, it's funny to hear you say that, because like, I bought that Motomaster. I haven't got it yet. You know, Hanny's holding it for me, but I haven't bought a Transformer in a long time, like that I can remember, probably since TFCon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, wow, it's funny you, it, yeah, but like, I still get enjoyment out of them. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I have enough of them over there that I could
pull one off the shelf
and be like, just because you haven't bought one in a while doesn't mean you lost the love.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Right. So okay. It's just like, yeah. It's interesting for him to say that, like, you know, like he's waiting on something to come out for it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just, I don't know. For me, it's like, I hate doing straight lines and all that kind of stuff when I'm like building, you know, I can do it. I just don't like to, you know what I mean? It's not as perfect as I would want it to be building like a diorama for something, you know, as if it was done like with a machine, or if it was made out of plastic or whatever, you know what I mean? That would be the way to go for me. Hence I went with like space walls for, you know, instead of building something for my Star Wars display.
Yeah, those are good. Like, they're just fucking fiddly. Like when you're trying to set them up,
yeah,
like
you got to use all over and shit.
Yeah, you need the clips, well, and even with the clips, some shit's still fucking
fucked up. Binder clips.
The one thing I'll say is, we talked a lot of too many times about how like collections can progress, and I think Dom's kind of on a break or something because he could chime in. But so it's interesting, Dave. So you talk about JD's, you know, those. Realization, right? Bandai Star Wars figures, and those are something that I had zero interest in whatsoever, just seeing pictures of them and seeing them in boxes on sale at shows and stuff like that. But then when I saw them like at Dave's house open on display, I'm like, wow, those are really striking, you know, for a 6-inch style type figure, and really look good and have a, you know, they're interesting to look at, even though they're kind of quirky, right, and a little different, and just not based off of like a straight fiction, right? I don't know. So it's kind of like, that's like one end, like of this like kind of progression where Dave's like, he has them and enjoys them, has them out, but wants to see them do better. And then, you know, seeing how someone else composed that same item can kind of make you either like it or feel like it's just not worth it because you can't do it as well. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's not that I don't like them. It's just that like, I want more out of it. You know, that's what I'm trying to get at.
I will say, oh, go ahead, JD.
Oh, no, I was just coming. Dom is joining us.
Oh, he's back.
No, I heard you. I heard you guys.
How was the nap?
I was listening. No, it's good. It's good.
Nick said,
good nap.
The wife was.
he wasn't muted. We were practicing our 68.
Okay, great.
Didn't get to a 69, but a 68 was good enough for me.
What do you think about all this?
I don't want to suck Dave's dick in as much as Gary's been doing for the last 20 minutes. But I'm just joking. But he does. Dave has a great setup. He has a good room that he can do a lot of stuff with. And you know, It's something that, you know, we can learn from, and Dave's learning from it too. So he's like, you know, it's a display that's going to ever constantly grow. And I probably am where they were a year and a half ago, where they're just, I'm at the beginning. So, but I know when I get my shit going, I'm not going to have everything. I'm not going to have enough room to display it all, but that's not the next, you know, that was my intentions of collecting either. So.
Yeah,
my initial intentions when I started collecting was just to collect because I love the enjoyment of what these action figures and toys were when I was getting them.
So I don't. I think we're missing the point of the thing. It's not really. We're not talking about displays. I think that was just reinvigorated Gary.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, but we're talking more so about like what gets your blood going, what gets you.
Oh yeah.
What like, gets you, you know, amped up to collect again, or what deters you? What brings you down about it? Like, you know, what are the lulls that you have when you collect?
It's I feel like, you know, it's just like anything else. It's like your hobby, as much as fun it is, it is work, and there is some work to be put into it. So it's, you know, when those days do come, and like what Brian said, I think Brian said it best, like, you know, you know the work ahead of you to do whatever you want to do. And sometimes you'll say, oh, that's going to just create more work or more of a mess than I would have to clean up. And it's kind of like, you know, when you get to those moods or get to those situations, that then puts me down into that perspective. But then, like, if you don't get started and once you start doing things and it starts evolving and things, you start seeing things, that's when it kind of invigorates me again and says, you know what, this was what all the hard work was for. So,
right. How about like this weekend? Like you said, you saw Avengers, right? And I know you collect the SH Figuarts Avengers stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Were you getting excited that you had that stuff ready and you were like, oh shit, like when I put this all together, it's gonna look dope?
Like, you know, I love the movieverse. The movieverse has been, you know, kind of like my rekindling back into Marvel. So, like, you know, I definitely enjoy the comics back in the day. I did collect comics. I did enjoy mostly Spider-Man and the X-Men. I really didn't dabble too crazy. And sometimes Punisher. I enjoyed the Punisher comics here and there. But once the movieverse came back, I was enjoying that. I enjoy the characters, the builds that they were. There's perspective on the stories and the characters, and not too, you know, they haven't gone too crazy outside what these major characters are all about. But, you know, I collect, you know, I've been collecting pre-orders of all the Hot Toys, because that's all we do. But like, yeah, it's just, you know, I'm excited to get some of these figures, and they're not, you know, some of the Hot Toys, the new Hot Toys that are coming out and aren't going to come out until next year. We're just getting Infinity War stuff. So it's like, you know, it's always a lag. And then that's kind of like, you know, the problem, you know. I wish these toys, some of the high end toys, were available when these movies do come out, because it'd be cool, but it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. The hype, by the time those things come out, the hype will probably have died down for you, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Like the Thanos Infinity War just came out. People are getting them. So it's like, you know, now you're watching Endgame and you're seeing Thanos in that perspective, and you're like, I don't like, you know, granted, I actually love Thanos in the Infinity War more than the Endgame. So I love this character in Infinity War than the Endgame, but that's just me. I think he was a better character in Infinity War than in the Endgame, but at the end of the day, you know, which one? I haven't even purchased any of them yet. Like, I have them on. I have the other one on pre-order still, because they haven't released the pre-order yet from a site that I have pre-order for. So I don't know whether I'm going to drop that pre-order and go with the armored up Thanos or go with the regular Thanos. So.
I mean, how you like them in the movie more, wouldn't, like, I don't know, like, would you want the armored Thanos more than just the regular clothing?
Yeah, but like, I think you brought it up yesterday in ETR, Jose, like, you know, is it, like, you know, I'm more of a kind of guy that, like, I'll probably buy both of them because I want both, you know.
Oh, the versions both, of the character.
Both versions, right? Of the character, yeah. Because of the movies that I enjoy, yeah. So.
You got the like different shelves for the different films and stuff like that.
But I can see it where it's, you know, now with Hot Toys, just like anything else, like, it's funny because you could see the same games, the same, I'm sorry if I'm going off on a tangent, but like, you can see the same things in regards to lower, like, you know, the lower end toys, like, you know, your Marvel Legends or your SH Figure Arts, and you're like, you know, you're going, you know, do I need another rendition of this character, but he's wearing a different outfit or he has a different haircut, you know? And, yeah, you know, do I just want one representation of him?
Well, I feel it's yeah, all Rey's and Kylo's and Luke's.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. It's same thing. Same thing with Hot Toys. It's same thing. Like, you know, I just feel like people are going to be, and it's just a different monetary level. You know, you're not paying $20 for, you know, another figure, or you're not paying $80 for the figure. You're paying $220 or $250 for the figure. So,
yeah, I think that's, yeah, that, and that does make a difference. I think because, yeah, if you were in these Marvel Legends, while all these movies were coming out and they were putting out, you know, movie versions of these characters and you were buying them all, you know, like now, do you really care about, I mean, you know, like do you care about the older costumes? Do you care about those older figures? Because you're always gonna be hyped on the new stuff that comes out. So, but I feel like it is a little bit of a difference when it comes to the higher end stuff, you know, because that's stuff that's just on a different level. You know, I'm saying the regular retail stuff is just, you know, even though the quality's gotten better, like it's not the same. I feel like it's like fast food in a way where it's a little bit more disposable. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think if you really like the character from, if it is from a fiction, you know, even if it's not the most recent version of that, I don't know that it will affect the enjoyment for it.
Yeah, and that's true, Gary. That's true. Because I have an old Spider-Man 2 figure, like of Spider-Man from the Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2, and that fucking Spider-Man is still dope. I still like messing with it.
Dude, I enjoy the unarmored Thanos. I'm still trying to complete that Build-A-Figure, but like I prefer that look over the armored one.
Me too. If I bought a Hot Toys, that's the one I would go with, you know, for sure.
Nice. But, just getting back to the original topic, like, you know, what regenerates my love for what collecting is just that. Like talking to you guys, like just seeing what how you guys collect, what turmoils and challenges and hurdles that you have to overcome, and just, you know, seeing other people enjoying it. Like, you know, I know why I enjoy it, but it really just, you know, helps me, like, you know, bring back the love that I have for it when I see the love coming from somebody else. So it just, that helps me a lot too. So, like, you know, I just enjoy people, seeing people doing, you know, enjoying their collection, you know, and the way I would enjoy, you know, the way I'm enjoying my collection, and just, you know.
But have you had an experience like Gary recently where it's like you've seen somebody
I walk into Dave's room, I don't give two shits what it looks like, you know. That's the difference between, you know, me and Gary. Like, I walk into Dave's room, I'm like, I could do better.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I will. I think there's an important piece there. Like Dave, you mentioned, like going to that shop in New York, right, in the city, and just kind of looking at the displays. What stood out to me was I could have been, you know, at Brian's house, right, and looking at his shelves for stuff.
Mine looked like crap. Yeah, I'm good.
But my thing is, it was a different setting versus like a show or a con. And I'm going to be honest, sometimes those events, while they are fun, they, depending on what you're doing there, right? If you've got a table or if you've got stuff going on or you're doing Realm of stuff, it's a lot of freaking work too. And it can be a lot of, you know, that's just a lot, but it made me feel a different level of stress. Yeah. You know, and sometimes those things, you're around so much product, right, that you're like, ah, fuck all this stuff. I don't really care about any of it anymore. It's just too much to see it. So I think that's what stood out that got me the energy back, was it being in a different setting, you know, being of just kind of hanging out with a friend, and I didn't have an obligation to buy, sell, you know, spend money. You know, it was just different. I think that was the setting.
Gary, like Jose said, I'm going to piggyback exactly off what he said. The first time I saw anybody's display in like a grand display was at Bobby's. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is insane. And like he said, every year he changes it.
Like, you should see it now. It's totally different.
I could only imagine. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I get glimpses and stuff of what he's changed, but I know when I get there, it's going to be completely different. You know, and that's actually it's a good push, you know, especially for, you know, anybody that's already putting stuff out, even if you're not, it give you an idea. Like, everybody's style is different. Everybody's house is different. You know, it's your room's not going to be the same size and depth of the next dude, you know, mm-hmm. and for all you know, you could have a smaller or bigger one, you know, but you're going to make it what it is. And sometimes you could just take pieces of what you see in other people's displays and use it in your own. You know, like, the Detox aren't something new. They've been out for years, right? And it was Chris and Bobby who showed me how to do it. And I took it and I wired them and did them how they taught me how to do it. And that's why I got what I got today. It's not like I came up, I was the first one to do it, you know? But if I didn't see that, or if I didn't know dudes that did that, I probably would have a D12 sitting there with no lights in it, right? Mm-hmm. Dust spoke about it last week. Not everybody's handy. I'm not handy, you know? And I did it. I had somebody had to show me how to do the first one, but I did it, you know? And like I told Dust, if you're listening, I will help you with yours. But like, sometimes you need that little bit of like gusto, that push behind you to be like, hey, look, this is how it's done. This is how it could be done. Or, you know, you just get what you get from that and turn it into your own thing. You know, you can just flip it and do something totally different.
Flip it. Put that D-tough on its side.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, I get the impression from you. I mean, we've been putting in a lot of work here lately, especially our last big meetup, of course, is NJCC, and we're working. I mean, are you just like getting a little tired of the work and be like, you know, it was nice to sit down and kind of hang in the hobby again?
The last NJCC
came off the weight loss challenge thing too. So I mean,
it was easy. Yeah, no, it was easy for me because I didn't sell stuff. I didn't have a table. Yeah. You know, I wasn't really, so I really came just to hang out, you know, for the 2 days. But you're right. You know, I just like I'll use ToyCon, right? I love the ToyCon show. I'm looking forward to it in June. But ever since, you know, this Mythic Legions kick, like, I still have bruises from Dom shuffling into me in line from the last one that haven't healed. And, you know, it's just everyone's so like manic sometimes. And like, it's a different kind of energy. And I think what was cool also for me, I think, was, and just when you hang out just in that setting, you don't have to explain stuff. You know what I mean? Like, no one had to say to each other, hey, be careful with that, because that's actually really expensive, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to, who's this character? What's that? Why does this go together?
The toys are all bought and paid for. You don't got to worry about it.
Yeah, dude. It was all done. It was like, but it was a different type of thinking. So Brian, you've done this too, though, right? Where I've heard you say, like, hey, I put these figures here and you think this will go together. You know, we're just trying to figure stuff out like a puzzle, like what stuff would look good together, what would look good in the right display. Some of his cabinets were like dark, some of them were like white, you know, so we picked the products based on some of the colors, what would really pop, you know, against that display. And then what really deserved the most respect, I thought, in terms of the quality and stuff. And it was, I don't know, it kind of blew my mind, right? So my favorite stuff I got to see wasn't even freaking Hot Toys. It was like the clones from, you know, for the sideshow, the way he had them posed and stuff. And that's all old stuff, right, Dave? Most of those are like several years old, like, at this point.
Hot Toys, 12, 13, stuff like that.
Hot Toys is going to make all that anyway, so.
Yeah. Oh, so you say.
Ever since you guys stopped that weight loss challenge, Dom has been in taking a lot of salt, I can tell.
Yeah,
because he's really salty today. He's hating hardcore. I don't know what it is, but
jealous. Yeah, no, jealous. Yeah, please, please.
No, I mean, I got to see like the clone. My favorite Star Wars, you know, genre. I said it's the Clone Wars, the animated, you know, series has become my favorite, and I got to see all those characters like in 1/6 scale. You know what I mean, it's cool.
Well, Well, Gary, in like in a couple months, Dave is going to put all those clones up for sale because he's going to buy the Hot Toy ones that are going to be announced.
I don't know. Right, Dom, you can wait for those to come out in 2030 when I'm done fucking collecting by then.
Oh, that's it? That's the year you're out?
2030.
Come on. We're talking 11 years in the fucking future.
2030. I'm marking it on my calendar. What month?
Well, what's the date? We're going to mark this down. That'll be Breaking the Mold.
April 30th. 562. Winter solstice, summer solstice. What is it?
Well, I'll still be under 50. So
you'd be still under 50, yeah. Young buck.
God dang it!
Gary, the funny thing is that like sometimes when I actually go through my stuff, I find some amusement and like you just like a regenerate, you know, just going through it again. Like I was doing inventory. Just checking through some of my older Wave stuff that I had for Transformers and just going through the boxes and going like, holy shit, I have this. I'm like, it's some stuff that you would think you didn't have, I have. And I like just seeing the stuff that I have and going through it again. Granted, it would be great to have it all displayed and, you know, whether that day does come, but like even I think when I do have that little room to display and I start doing the rotating out in and out of stuff, I think, you know, that's when I'm, you know, that regeneration of my love and just seeing again and again and again, and just getting involved in what I have and enjoy what I have is what's going to keep me going. Well, so
no, it's fair. Like I'll just speak for myself and I'll kind of stop talking about it. I guess it reminded me, as it should be, that this stuff isn't a burden. And yeah, I mean, I've been very clear, like I have no end goal. Like I'm not collecting teams or completionists or any line, you know, with every single character. I've never had it that way, but I think because I've personally been, you know, in transition a lot and it just in real life in the last few years and kind of starting, you know, and then restarting and restarting again, it started to feel more like a burden. I got to worry about moving it and packing it and worry about something breaking. And I don't know. It was just, it just started to feel more like, you know, something as a task, right. Or an obligation than the thing that should be fun. So it was, you know, it's nice having that kind of swing back the other way. Like you guys know, like it's enough. I like to go to the gym. I try to be healthy. I don't think I've tried never, ever to complain about it, you know, the time or the effort, because I'm thankful that I'm in a physical place where I can do that and it helps me out a lot. But I wasn't having that same kind of thankful perspective, I think, until I got to kind of just, you know, get that rejuvenation back. So,
and it's
so in other words, this is making a fucking mess in my house, destroying all my stuff. And then having not to worry about it and going home.
Dude, you can't like sit on a piece of furniture in Dave's house or look at a table and not see a Mythic Legion sitting there though. Like those things are freaking everywhere in his house.
And you bring up the good point of that though, like a burden, like, you know what I'm saying? And Dave and I were talking like just before everybody hopped in, before going live, like, it's like this is a hobby, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a hobby shouldn't be a burden, right? Like it's something that we're supposed to be having fun with. And Dom mentioned it, like we're all collectors and we all do certain things with our collections. So there is that aspect of work that comes with it. But you're supposed to enjoy this hobby, like, you know, right, what I'm saying? And then that's why we would usually sometimes ask ourselves, like, if you see yourself at a point where you're not really enjoying your collecting habits, you're not collecting you're not enjoying the things you're buying, then it's like, what are you still in it for? Like, is it just the habit of like, just, you know, collecting something or buying something? The enjoyment factor should really be number one. Mm-hmm. So it's good that you know, after a little lull, because we all go through that, you know, we've all talked about it, like, you know, when you go through those lulls and the highs and lows of the hobby, you know, it happens when you're in something for a certain amount of time. It's good to kind of reflect back, because it's true, the thing that we are supposed to be doing is having fun.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know, so yeah,
I mean, what would you consider a stress when it comes to collecting though? Like for me, it's happened, you know, I'm not saying I'm going through it right now, but you know, sometimes financially you get yourself in a rut. And I've seen, you know, recent posts where, you know, people are like, what do I do? You know what I mean? Like, I have pre-orders, but you know, I got some real life situations going on too. Well, find somebody to fucking buy your pre-order. That's my idea of it, right? And give it a break for a while. And when you can do it again, do it. Because I've been to a point where, like, I'll be honest, I when was it? Almost two years ago now, I decided I wanted to take a break before I started my new job. So before I did that, I was, what, maybe 6 or 7 weeks out of work. And I'm thinking, no, it's all right. My savings and whatever I have in my checking to carry me. That money goes when you're paying a mortgage, when you're paying car insurance and all this other type of fucking nonsense.
And all the girlfriends on the side and everything.
It's this hobby that kind of pushed me over the top. If I would have did my math right, I would have probably been fine.
That or the other hobby?
Nah, that too. I mean, you know, like that's a bonus. You know, people, if you like to drink, you like to, you know,
and all that stuff,
extracurricular activities and stuff like that. It costs money.
Yeah.
And, you know, for that 6-7 weeks that I wasn't working and I was just going off of what I had, my money was disappearing. I had fucking pre-orders coming up, and I'm talking like pre-orders where it was in the hundreds for those few weeks, you know, almost in the thousands of dollars. And that's like, it gets scary.
Yeah. See, now that aspect is stressful of it. Cause is that something where like you paid for the pre-orders, or it's just something that was like, you couldn't get out of the pre-order. So, and then the charge is still pending. Like, you know, cause then if you, like, that's the thing, you find yourself in a financial situation. Mm-hmm. No, that's a lot more serious than just it being like a collecting issue and being a stress of collecting. Cause like, you know, bottom line is like, that's a privilege. Like everything we're doing with the collecting is a privilege. If that you ever found yourself in a point where it's like, man, I need to tighten the belt, and you know, you have to sacrifice. That sucks, but it's not really a collecting stress. That's just real life stress. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So handle the priorities first, and then after that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see that the collecting, you know, once you're able to get back into it, is just a stress relief. You know what I'm saying? Right. It shouldn't be the cause of the stress. The only thing that would suck is that in a situation like that, it's like, oh, you know, I need to tighten the belt. I can't buy this or I can't buy that. But where it would be stressful is that situation you just mentioned, where you might be committed and maybe you just don't have the finances anymore. Like then that's like, ugh, you know, I would chalk that up to be like a life experience, and then maybe just don't put yourself in a situation like that.
Yeah, right.
There's like even in my own experience, I've overindulged and probably went out in a way above my means, and you know, bought things that I shouldn't bought up because I was just so into it, and you know, I just wanted more and more and more and more and more. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, eventually when you learn. And you take on more responsibilities in life, and you're you've been collecting for several years, and you understand that hunger that you want to buy the next hot item, or you see something that you want, and you're responsible enough to say, you know what, let me not get it at this time. I got things that I have to take care of elsewhere, and you know that comes in. You know, just in life and in your learning, and you know, you have to make that decision. You know, no one's going to make that decision for you. You got to learn that lesson for yourself.
It's kind of why. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
You can listen to the person who's gotten into that trouble, but then once you experience it, you're going to learn it, and hopefully, when you do, you learn from it and you cannot get yourself in trouble again. Yeah, like, you know,
it's kind of why I don't really pre-order stuff anymore. Like transformer wise, you know what I mean? Like if I know something's coming out, as long as I have a good week, I know I'm good if I want it that bad.
Yeah. Is that why you have me pre-order your SH Rigwatt stuff?
No, I'm just kidding. Because he forks up the
dough. No.
JD does that. He doesn't stay on top of those.
And the flip side to that, in a way, can be like I've heard Dust kind of like refer to it like before, and even it's not really, but in a way it is that you could almost see the stuff that you have in your display cases and just whatever, whether you have it in the closet or out in display. It's almost like that's money in the bank when you do find yourself in a bad situation, God forbid, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember that a couple of years ago. Like I found myself like in a big expense where I had to pay, you know, a couple of grand, and it was like, oh damn, what do I do? I don't have, you know, just, you know, $2,500 to pull out of my ass. So what do I do? Oh, you know, I go to the collection and I'm like, okay, I don't want to do it, but this goes, and I got the money.
It's definitely not money thrown away. There's other things that you can do in life and throw your money away. Gambling, drinking, and like, you know, getting into things that you know you're going to spend money and it's that you're never going to get it back.
Crack. Yep.
Granted, there's an crack. Entertainment.
Cocaine. There,
yeah, drugs. But like, you know, but the thing is that there is an entertainment factor in all of that. So there is some type of value you're getting from it. With regards to toys, I wouldn't consider it throwing money away, because at the end of the day, like you say, Jose, you could liquidate that asset if you want to treat your toys as an asset. But you know, if you can liquidate that and basically get what you paid for, sometimes less what you paid for, but at least you get some type of money, whether it's like 50 cents on a dollar, whatever the case may be, or you might even get more for what you pay for, depending on the demand or the popularity of the figure that you have. So it's definitely like my mom said, you know, he can be doing worse things than collecting toys.
Well, and, dude,
you know, you're right. You're kind of right, because when you're collecting toys, you know, you can enjoy it and have fun. And then, you know, if the hard times does hit you and you need some extra cash in your pocket, you can look just like if you're going to sell some of your stocks or some bonds that you have in the bank or whatever the case may be, you know.
So like Brian just did that, right? NJCC, you sold a bunch of shit.
Yeah, man.
Right? What did you wind up, if you don't mind me asking, did you put the money towards something or you just put it back in the savings?
It's a lot of it's cash. So, and I do use cash. So basically I won't be hitting the ATM for a very long time. and basically the bank account builds from there, right?
Yeah,
and then
you get direct deposit right behind.
Yeah. And then the other part, of course, was a large sum went into PayPal balance, which is nice, because basically now anything that I'm picking up online or
you pay with that balance.
Right, Mezco crash box debt that I have. I'm paying with that balance. So that's really, really nice. And like I said, it's like, so I, you know, I wish I had packed up more of this stuff, to be honest, because it's like, you know, we talked about, you know, some of the things you're getting a love for. And it's like on my desk, I have like 12 figures here, and these are the ones that I've messed with for the last month. And I haven't even like looked at some of the other stuff. And it's like, you know, I don't know. Is, you know, maybe I just like screwing around with new things for months every once in a while, and then it's just time to let them go and screw around with something else that looks a little bit different. So I don't know. I'm in a weird spot right now. I just need to focus on getting some things together around here and you know, whatever. I'm not sure. I really want
around at a lot of fucking toys.
Yeah,
just think about it.
We all do. Like, come on. It's like, I look around my house. Like, sometimes I look around, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I got boxes and boxes of fucking toys. Like, come on, give me a break. Like, you know, it's sometimes you question yourself every fucking day. And, you know, it's like, you know, what am I, like, you know, should I just, you know, believe me, there's been times where, and there has been a time where I just got rid of it all and I sold it all and I regretted it. So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, my displays have defeated me. It's like they didn't turn out the way I wanted, and I don't feel like thinking out how to do it again. And then, you know, Gary, you're talking about how you went to Dave's house and you're like, wow, yeah, I'm not doing this, or I can't do this, or this is crazy, but, or you know, and then
fuck
and then
Dave, fuck Dave, then, fuck that motherfucker,
and then dude, he, of course,
he has his
you know,
he has his problems all the time.
Yeah, and then I was at the Skull Cave this weekend, and I was like, damn, this I was like, fucking guy, I was like, dude, how does he get this shit organized so well? I was like, how does it get so well thought out and stuff? It's like, oh, listen, you know, I'm like, I'm no idiot. I can fucking do this if I want to.
When you saw Bobby's, Brian,
I'm like, what the hell's the matter with me? It's like, I could think of this, you know, I don't know. Yeah, maybe my mind is just clouded. He has all this other stuff right now. So.
No, Brian, I'll tell you, it really is what it, and I was going to say, like, you just need someone to come hang out with you and help you and do nothing else but that. You know, I'm being serious, right?
Bobby has that because, too, right?
Because it is. Overwhelming. I can see that, you know, and Dave jokes, oh, we made a mess out of this thing. Yeah, I did, to his credit. I was like, hey, pull this stuff out. Let's take inventory of what you actually have. Right. And we sold some stuff. We, you know, put some stuff up on eBay, decided like what made sense for him to keep for some of the other collections. But
they,
you know,
they phoned a friend.
Some of them, they
don't Gary had me selling my fucking doorknobs by the time he fucking left my house.
Bro. He phoned a friend. He called me up and goes, "Hey, Dom, we got some shit you might want."
Dave's on the phone with Dom while I'm sending him pictures. Yeah. Like it's this guy. No.
I'm like, what are you guys doing over there?
You know, I know if it was me, I would have never opened like a dozen Mezcos in, you know, a day and a half. And been able to pose them and display them and stuff, it would have been overwhelming to me by myself. So sometimes you just need that extra push.
Brian, bro, you got a fucking
day right there.
Bunch of guys right here that'll, you know, come over and just saying, bang that shit out in a day.
You're gonna have a boxing party.
Yeah, I think I'd much rather just help people with their stuff, not worry about this stuff here. I think that's where I get the most enjoyment.
Yeah, Dom, what you said. A few minutes ago, like about like we could throw away our money like on other things, even though despite those things, drugs, drinks, whatever else it might be, there is an entertainment like aspect that comes with that, and that's and that's what you're paying for, even though it's disposable, so it's like money you can't recover. But the collection is almost both in a way, no? Because like a lot of us will just go, and you know, sometimes it's that thrill of the hunt, as we say, and we're kind of chasing that next purchase, and there is a rush kind of, I guess, that comes with that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When you're making a purchase. And then on the flip side of it, you know, that momentary thing is fleeting, but then you're getting something physical that you could also enjoy. And then as well, maybe flip in the future to maybe get some of that expense, you know, back. So I think collecting in that way is interesting and just a little bit different, because it could kind of be both and not just be, like you said, it's definitely not throwing away money in that way.
Like for like a prime example, like if I ever, like there's times when I would go out to have fun, we go to AC, gamble, you know, go on the tables, lose about a couple $100, and then like go to the bar, drink about another $100, you know, down the drain. It's like, it's all fun and everything. And then at the end of the day, you're like looking at your wallet and you're like, oh my God, I just spent like $500 that night. And just like, you know, it's like, you know, but like that's $500 of fun that you just had, but you know, it's not
like that's it.
You don't remember.
Yeah, it's just that. It's actually pretty much like, you know, you're lucky to remember it if you can. And at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you could have done a lot. You know, you could have also bought a $500 toy, or you know, a lot of other toys with $500.
I think about that.
I think there's I was gonna say, Jose, for like all those feelings that you're discussing, we're all guilty of it, and it was pretty cool. I think it was in the ROC in the group. I think it was Jason Lowry, who kind of did the old school. He posted some of the new Marvel Legends at, I think it was a Walmart or a store somewhere, and he basically kind of posted and said, hey, does anybody need these? You know, I'll be here for like 10 more minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, helping each other out is also part of the fun. I know I sent, you know, you guys that picture for that. Yeah, I saw that Bumblebee, you know, Prime, the, you know, and just tried to make sure I was kind of late, but, you know, I didn't know if anybody needed it or not, you know. And you know, I said, Dom found the one Marvel Legends that I wanted from the wave to go with the Mythics. And I was like, yeah, please do. And he was like, oh, I can bring it to you. I was like, no, I'll pay you to ship it because I need a toy to open. You know,
I need my crap now.
Yeah, no, I needed something. But it, But I think that's part of the community too, is when you're able to help each other out, you can get some of the feelings there for everything you're describing without just doing it out of boredom, you know?
Yeah.
You make a better choice that way too.
Yeah. And that's good. You do see a lot of that out there, which is awesome. Like, not only like amongst ourselves, you know what I'm saying, for those that live in the land of milk and honey, as we say, but even like in the group, you know, which is always awesome to see people helping out people. And then, you know, when you actually are able to come through and actually help somebody, like, that fucking is a great feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the minor inconvenience, if you have to go to the post office and ship something, like, you're almost like doing it gladly because you know somebody is getting like a benefit out of it and enjoying
it. Exactly. So, yeah, it's just, you know, I think it comes back to the good karma that you put out there to come back.
Exactly. Big believer in that.
The rock swap and shit that we do all the time, you know? I come home with more shit from these dudes than I do from a toy show sometimes.
Yeah, well, it always happens. That's what we call it. That always that scene in the parking lot after the show.
You know, what was funny is I came home with a diorama when we went to ZoloCon, and I'm fucking telling JD like it needs something. He goes, "I gave you all the pieces. I forgot I left the piece in the car." JD was so mad at me. He's like, "You're such a fucking moron."
fucking stoner, forgetting everything.
You know what it was? Is because you come back from those shows with so much shit. You know what I mean? You think you unload everything, you fucking leave some shit behind sometimes.
I totally forgot there was stuff under the chair that was mine that everybody brought. Like, Chris left me like a goodie bag on the table. Like, we got there that morning and we were putting shit, like getting our shit on the table, and Chris already had like a goodie bag of all the shit that I bought from him for the last 3 months. And it's like, but that's what it's all about, though.
Dave, didn't you get something cool too? I think I brought something for you.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. What I fucking found, this dude hides in my room.
It's 1/6 scale. You needed it.
This isn't right. This is a you and dust thing. Now, dude, I'm fucking included. Now one of yous are going to fucking wind up with this.
No, put that right in front of your Darth Vader Hot Toys.
We have one.
Baby Anakin.
Post that shit right in front of Darth Vader, man.
I almost don't want to get rid of it. Like, I want to do something with it now.
Dude, do whatever you want.
I guess that's the fucking tinkerer at me, right?
I did. I left it in a best all by itself, right?
That's funny. He's going to be like, wonder how long it's going to take before he notices.
He found it really right fast. Away. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. I thought I'd get a good week out of it.
That attention to detail.
That's funny shit.
All right. Well, so Jose is about to say no.
No, go ahead.
What were you going to say? I was going to say, is there anything that you guys are excited for in the next few weeks or something that you just got? Because it sounds like a bunch of.
I want to discuss.
You don't want to discuss it.
We could talk about it afterwards.
Why?
No, because I don't know. I don't even fucking remember what it is. It's got something in the mail.
Mm. You just got something in the mail?
Yeah. What are you excited for? Since you brought up the question.
Oh, I was going to wait till you guys all answered and then go. But.
Oh really?
I don't know, dude. Just because, I mean, I'm not the right guy to ask because just because of what I'm doing. So I'm not really looking forward to anything because I'm not looking to buy anything. Mm-hmm. Despite all the stuff that, you know, the cool shit that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? So it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? For me, like, you know what I'm saying? If I really want something, I'll get it. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, like now, like we've discussed in the past, like, you know, a lot of us have been in this game for so long. Like I'm happy for dudes like Josh Fisher, you know what I'm saying, that have just gotten to like Masterpiece and some of these pieces like in just the past year and a half, 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So there's a higher level of enjoyment that's coming out of it. I'm not saying I'm jaded, but it's like, it's like you've been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? You've had these pieces. You have them. You get rid of them. The new stuff coming out is cool, but it's like you almost know what to expect in a way. You know what I'm saying? And that there's always going to be something better down the line, you know? So nothing right now. You know, did was it you or I forgot who else mentioned somebody had gotten some pieces of a Devastator and they completed a set. You know what I'm saying? And it's nice when you could do stuff like that and you see people like excited for stuff like that. Just personally, like there's nothing I'm looking forward to that's coming out. I'm just kind of like you, like what you guys got to do this weekend, enjoying the stuff you already have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyone else want to go? You want to go? You want to go?
That's very exciting. I was just trying to bring some enjoyment before the end of the show, but
dude,
fucking wonked out.
Carrie's excited.
I have a really, really long list of stuff actually that I'm
pretty. Just one, JD. Just one.
Just one.
The best, the most exciting one.
I was just gonna name Storm Collectibles, Mortal Kombat, and Street Fighter stuff that's coming down the line. Coming down the line. The guy locally that sells, he's got his own little shop, you know, like 20 minutes away from here. He recently got a 3A Destiny figure. It's sixth scale. They're fucking beautiful. He's asking way too much for the fucking thing, though. It's used, and he wants like $250 for it. I'm like, yeah, no.
Their stuff looks.
I can get that thing for like $130. Yeah. I don't have to pay that much, but I'm like right now, I'm fighting myself. Like
JD's like, I'm a smart shopper, but I think but the instant gratification is calling you, huh?
There's a lot of that. I feel you on that one, JD.
There is something about that when you could just fucking paying a little extra, but you're walking away with it in your hands.
There's a gentle giant statue that was exclusive for Celebration. Was it Darth Maul when he was a spider? He had the spider legs.
That looks cool.
I've been lurking in eBay looking to see what they're going for, and I guess early on they were going for like $300, $350. And they sold their retail at $200 at the show. So, but I just recently sent an email to Gentle Giant, just like their customer service. Because every time I look on eBay, like the number count is It was 500, I think, limited to 500 pieces. And like every figure that everybody who's posting stuff on eBay for sale, it's like very low numbers. So like I haven't even seen like a 400, you know. So I'm like, I'm shipping the giggles. Let me just, you know, send them a message and see whether if they have any available or they're going to put any more up on their website. And to my knowledge, and they responded back saying, yes, they will put the remaining stock on their website in a couple weeks. So
nice, bro.
That's what I'm going to be excited
for. Hit him with can I talk to your manager?
Look. Yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
but they're offering it to their premier. So I guess Gentle Giant, I didn't even know this. They have like a premier club, So you can spend $50, $100, $150. And I signed up for $50 just for the couple months and you get some perks and stuff like that. But just to pay $250 and not spend like, you know, $600, that's right now, that's what they're going for. Like people have them up for $600. I think the last one sold for like $500. So I'm not going to spend $500 for that statue. So I said, like, you know what? I'll spend $50. See when it pops up on pre-order, I'll buy it for $200, and that'd be the day. So
that's a 1/8 scale statue, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one's nice, man.
Yeah, it's when I saw some of the stuff that was coming out of the show, it's like I saw that. And I was like, oh god, that looks so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So. I have a couple others. Like I collected their statues before. Most of their full statues, not the busts. Like I got the full 1/8 or 1/10 statues that they've done in the past in Star Wars, because I think they're just, some of the work is amazing that they do. So some is shitty, but like sometimes they knock it out of the park.
Hmm.
So, but that's what I'm looking forward to, Dave.
Good shit.
Well, but like that, just off of you, JD. Like, you know, I was like, I want it now. And like, you know, I'm having that debate in my head on whether do I should spend another $250 more for a statue that I know I can probably get for retail if I would just wait a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just that, you know, that that compulsion and like, you know, you want it now and, you know,
chasing that high, bro.
Does $200 really matter that much to you?
Yeah. It's like, think about it. It's like what you said earlier, like when you go out for a night of drinking or whatever, like you spend $100, $200 or whatever after a night. And it's like, yeah, that could have bought you something. So when it's actually that time and you could buy something, it's like, ah, why not? I could have spent this out on a night drinking, you know, it wouldn't mean dick exactly. The next day.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's how I try to justify shit like that sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me feel better. All right. Whatever.
I know Brian's looking forward to that Ghostbusters Optimus Prime.
Oh, don't bring that up. You guys tried to get me on that last night.
Word, yo.
Nah, Dom, I'm not giving in to delusions.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to do delusions?
Yeah, so I saw the new pics of it and stuff like that, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. I like Ghostbusters. Obviously, I like Optimus Prime. So, I got the mess with Ghostbusters. They'll look great. And then I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what, don't be an idiot. You're surrounded by crap that you thought would all look great together.
Yeah.
And so don't get it. And
you're smarter than that.
No. I'm looking through my pile of loot that has 18 items in it, and there's 22. There's 22 more items on pre-order right now, and I'm just like, what?
Damn.
What the fuck? And like, there's stuff in here. Like, speaking of being delusional, like I was on that endgame high. There's a quarter scale Infinity Gauntlet in this pile.
Oh,
I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I was so super crazy for that on Friday. Right now, I'm still trying to process the end of that movie. I mean, no spoilers or anything, but it's like, mm-hmm. I'm like,
I almost called myself.
You know what? I'm trying to figure shit out. I was like, I just need to. I got too much on my mind. Don't do it.
The good thing is like if you're on BBTS, the good thing is you're not paying up front, so you have time to think about those bad decisions.
Yeah. I mean, and friggin' Fanstoys Motormaster is coming out, and these people's got foot falling off and shit, and I don't even have room for fucking Stunicons, but you know, I don't want to not have to be able to find them later. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Drive me insane.
I haven't pulled the trigger on that figure either because I just don't. I don't know, man. Like that's the whole thing about combiners. Like I'd rather wait until the end to see the final product. But with Fanstoys, do you want to wait to that end? Is it going to be available?
But yeah. I have a question for you. Are you just doing combined? That's it.
Yeah, I would just
combine Menestar. Yeah, you're not going to do individual bots.
Nah,
just wait because their shit will probably be a separate figure, right?
Imagine, all
fucking,
bro.
All the bots for nothing and the shit is separate. It's a fucking action master. Giant action master.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm still torn with that thing. I don't like the X-Transbots one. I don't like the DX9 ones. Like, well, the only choice I have left for Fans Toys, and I generally like their stuff. And this came out, and I'm like, you know, it's still not... You know, I've got nothing else to wait for that's better because this is probably going to be the best one that there is, at least, you know, to my sensibilities. So I'm like, you know what, man, I should just cancel this right now and just don't even worry about it.
That's one you should just buy on principle, yep. Like all that other shit you got on pre-order, because that's what you know will sell at an NJCC for fucking double the price if you wanted to sell it for.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, they're six,
Dom, six. Oh, Dom's gonna tell you don't do it.
Yeah. On live air.
don't do it. Go that way. Don't go this way.
What is it? Six.
Hey, it's not me. It's this guy. I'm not pointing any fingers.
I don't have it. Do you have it, Dave?
I ordered it. Yeah. Oh, there.
See. Okay, you ordered it. So why are you talking about it? I didn't even order it yet.
I just think it's a smart move if you do, like Jose said. Why not?
Sportimus wants to know what I don't like about XTB, and it's Keith Sportimus. No hell hath no fury like a collector scorned.
The render looks good of it. Looks good.
Next Transbot figures are good. Pretty solid so far, though.
Yeah,
I will say that.
Doesn't matter.
Surprisingly. Because I was sour on their shit after Apollyon. Yeah.
Man's Toys, I think, is just going to be too heavy because they're going to have a lot of Motormaster's pretty hefty. And there's diecast in the other figures too.
Time will tell, I guess. I'm telling you, we'll see. I think that somebody said it's kinda like a similar deal, right? That piece. Like what they did with the Silverbolt Zeta, kinda like the way it transforms combined mode.
You think they're going to make a box set?
Or like a backpack? You know what? With fans toys, you know, we don't know. Like, you know, other companies have shown that they've done that. You know, we got the Toy World box set. You know, Zeta is doing box sets with some of the stuff they're re-releasing. Fans toys has only done individual releases. We haven't seen, like, any indication of box sets from them. So you have to just assume no. You just got to go in when you go in, you know? The smart money would be, though, that you think they would take advantage of the molds and maybe repaint or maybe just do a box set for the people that missed out the first time. But
I'll just get the X.
After this will be your G2.
And you know what? That's got me confused, too. What if the X? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the finish on that figure is not blowing me away. It's not what I expected.
Do you think that might be the new thing? Like, where, like, now you get less initially, and then you're
why would not re-up again?
I don't know. But it bothers me because I've seen that Phoenix X in person, and it didn't blow me away either. So. Yeah.
Clear nail polish, bro. That's all you need.
That was a great meme you came up with. What isn't the same thing with the fucking like Magic Square Prime? We got the flat one that came out, and everybody was like, "Oh, this is great," but that doesn't fit because of the color. And now they're coming out with one that would fit in your masterpiece collection.
Yeah, and I'm still not sure on that one because I don't know if it's like a matte metallic or if it's shiny. Like it's got to be shiny. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
no, it has a finish. It's gonna chip off.
So, I don't know. Yeah, things that were like kind of certain. I don't know, dude. I really just want that damn Trailbreaker. Oh fuck! I've sold Brawn. Now I need Brawn.
I have a true one.
Brawn. You sold your Brawn?
Yeah, I sold it in JCC.
Oh shit!
It's killing me. I just need a break.
Well, let's wrap on that. We'll. Of course, have the ROC hangout. We'll continue unbroadcasted. So anybody out there watching, listening live, hop on in, hang out with us. We'll all be there for a little bit. So with that, let's run down the line, get some where you at. Brian Brink, I'll start with you, bro.
JD, I can't believe you convinced me about these Beast Box things.
Realm of Enablers.
Oh my god.
What happened after 11 o'clock in the hangout?
What did we say these would go with? What would these display?
Absolutely with? Nothing.
Mythic.
No, they're not mythic. Oh
god. What are they again?
Beast Box.
They're little squares.
Transform into
Those small little things.
Yeah,
things.
I don't get it. Explain it to me like I'm a 3-year-old.
No, they're not. No preschoolers figuring these things out.
They're little animals or something, right?
I'm gonna call my financial institutions to lock down everything after 10:30.
That's like they're saying, right? Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah. You can find me pondering my life choices and also on Facebook as Brian Brink. In the groups and at Brinkalizer on Instagram.
All right. Energon Addict.
You can find me here on Tuesdays, Facebook, David Cologne, Instagram, Energon Addict. And thanks for listening. I'm gone.
It's Big Dom.
You can find me here on Tuesday nights and on the
napping.
In the groups, Dominic Grasso. I'm napping. I am on Instagram, but I don't know what the fuck I call myself.
Dominic Grasso, something, something. You got some numbers in there.
Yeah, it's probably my social security. Yeah. So if you want to fuck me up, me over, use it.
I just tag you on pics. When we're in pics together, I tag you. So
You tag me on pics?
Yeah.
No wonder I get those notifications. Stop fucking doing that shit.
picks.
All right, G Money.
Yeah, Gary Allen and the Facebook groups. I did get read some posts in the last like week and a half about the wellness group. So if anybody has any questions, feel free, you know, send me a PM directly. We'll kind of talk it through. It's a separate closed group that was for the wellness competitors. And we'll probably take a few months off just based on scheduling and stuff and maybe do something after summer into the fall. But feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions and I'll
we can talk through what that looks like in the short term. So trying to keep the group, you know, functioning and you know, supportive for people as they try to work on maintaining all the hard progress that they made over the last few months.
Sweet.
Hit me up.
Maintain.
All right, JD.
You can find me fucking being a ball baby.
Ball baby.
Fucking toys.
My fingers don't come with
no screws. No
my screws.
Can't come help me, baby.
I'm trying to help. Mommy doesn't have screws.
And like, don't worry, JD, I'll bake you some cookies. You'll be okay. Okay, thank you.
Jesus. Damn.
Can you give me a glass of milk? Holy
fucking a bottle.
Bring me my slippers, too.
Yo, JD, say fuck you, yo. Fuck you. That's what we're hearing. That's what we need to hear right now.
I don't have to. I don't have to. They know. They know. On that note, no shit about my social media, so that can fuck off too. I'm here.
Send him a box of tissue, people. Send him a box of tissue.
Baby, find me fucking Wednesdays on Figure Banging.
Don't screw up now, JD.
Huh?
I don't remember. Don't screw up.
Is there a Figure Banging tomorrow? I don't
even know. Are we banging this week?
No.
We're not banging.
This week.
No. Next week.
Next week it is. All right, guys. As for myself, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all over social media at HarrickandBX. Check out Verbally Challenged with HarrickandBX. We spoke about something I wanted to speak about tonight. We couldn't speak about it. It's all right. Remember to check out Crashbox Customs on social media for all your Mezco and diorama needs. CrashboxCustoms.com. Mention the word Realm when placing an order. You'll get a surprise gift
Realm
with your purchase. Realm.
Realm.
Check out the website. Realm.
Realm.
Realm of Collectors.com.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
Did you guys happen to say Realm while you were watching a particular movie? Because I was in the theater saying Realm. Just so I understand.
Realm. That's all we could say.
Yeah.
That's all we could say.
Do you guys know what I'm referencing?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I know. Good. All right. Mm-hmm. Check out the website, RealmofCollectors.com. We're on Facebook as a group, Realm of Collectors. We're on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. This show, Breaking the Mold, is a proud part of the Cool Table, so please pull up a chair, a network hub for like-minded podcasts, including Enter the Realm, Plastic Fanatic, Shattercast, Uncut, Toy Detox, Nerd Rage Radio, Beer and Bolters 40K, Stasis Lock, 8 weeks building up to it, Fresh Communication, Verbally Challenged. You can find the Cool Table on Facebook with links to all those other awesome podcast. All right, guys, join us in the hangout next. And as far as this live show, we're done, and we'll see you next week. Peace out.
Bye. Later.
Bye.